Question number five. A lot has changed technologically and culturally since Book Wars. In today's digital environment, there are directors who still prefer the smell of acetate. Undoubtedly, film stock has a grainy, evocative texture lacking in digital, although some claim to be able to deliver that. Where do you stand on this? Do you employ a particular system and method these days, or is that dependent on the scope of a given film and how you're telling its story? The short answer is it depends on the budget and actually what genre you're working in. For documentary, it's just prohibitive, really, to be shooting on film these days because of the shooting ratio. You're shooting so much material, often like a 50-to-1 or 100-to-1 ratio. It's just not cost-effective to shoot on film, generally speaking. Although, as you can, and that's what Book Wars was shot on video, but as you can see, in Book Wars 2, I shot some material on film, which I used as sort of poetic interlude material. The reason I couldn't shoot the entire film on movie on film, but I wanted to have some of the, as you said, the grainy, evocative texture of film, and it's true. The molecular structure of film is its dye molecules suspended in a base, a film base, a physical base. So it's analog. The molecules of dye are by its very nature randomly oriented to some degree, whereas digital is digital. It's ones and zeros lined up in some fashion on a sensor. And you also have certain anomalies in film stock. Sometimes these, even though it's well-produced film stock, according to very strict specifications, you might have certain areas where the dye is suspended more in a more concentrated fashion in the base, and that creates a different grain structure. So the challenge and problem is film is expensive to shoot. You can't re-record over it, and it's expensive to process. So for an indie project like Book Wars, it would have been prohibitive to shoot on film. It depends on the format, though. If you're shooting a fiction, a narrative project, a feature which has been really strictly storyboarded out, and your shooting ratio is lower, like 20-to-1, something like that, or even 10-to-1, then film becomes a viable option, especially if your budget is very high. If you have a big budget film with name talent involved, then breaking down the entire budget of the project, the cost of film stock then becomes just a fractional, almost marginal expense compared to the other expenses, the talent, production costs, crew, etc. So film stock and processing, when you get into the bigger budget movies with name talent involved, it's the talent fees, which are huge in that case, and film is just a tiny little layer on the cake. In that sense, if the budget is high and you've got name talent involved, and if you're shooting, in that case, you've got talent involved, so it assumes a fiction film, a narrative movie, which is planned, shot, and storyboarded, then acquiring on film becomes a viable option. It is viable, and many movies are still shot on film at that level. When you get down to the indie level films, though, where there is not name talent involved, or it's like a SAG, Screen Actors Guild, low budget agreement, or something like that, then the cost of film stock starts to become prohibitive in terms of the payoff you get versus the look. And in that case, you know, people are starting to shoot on all sorts of, or have been shooting on all sorts of cameras. The new generation of Aeroflex digital cameras, the RED cameras, you know, there's the DSLR for low budget movies. The DSLR cameras are completely ubiquitous. So you can get, let's say, a Canon Rebel for $600 with a kit lens, And you can actually shoot something with that. It's not necessarily the best quality. The sensor is a little smaller on those cameras. But let's say you step up to a full frame DSLR. The body maybe costs $2,500, and you can have or even rent, depending on where you are, prime lenses or high-end lenses to go with that and get some really good-looking imagery from that. So digital is, the short answer is, it depends on your budget. You know, let's say if money was not an issue and it just came down to convenience and, well, video is and digital is more convenient too in terms of, because you when you acquire the image, if you're acquiring in digital, then you can load it onto your machine directly from the card if you're shooting digitally. If you're shooting on film, it needs to be telecineed, scanned in and telecineed, and then loaded from the telecine, the scanned format. So that usually hints at a bigger budget movie. Where do I stand on this? I'm not particularly attached to either one in terms of an ideology. There's a big wave in Hollywood and in the industry working to save and preserve film stock, almost as a sort of romantic, sentimental thing. And I look at it this way. I mean, what if by some chance video had been invented before film, film has been around a lot longer? Would people be sentimental about video if film was supplanting the video, if it was the reverse? In other words, I think there's an element of sort of romanticism and sentiment involved in the trend to save and preserve shooting on film for film's sake. It does have a different look. However, if you don't have the budget to shoot on film, then if you as a producer or a filmmaker are stretching and breaking the bank to shoot on film, you might be and would probably be better well served to shoot on a high resolution digital format instead, and thereby gain flexibility in post-production and in acquisition of the images and so forth. So my short response is, yeah, film looks great, but I'm not particularly attached. It is what serves the project. Basically, what serves the project is the most important within the limitations of the budget, insofar that you might need to roll quite a number of takes or shoot quite a number of takes to get really nuanced performances out of an actor, which means you would otherwise be shooting a lot of film. You might be better off to shoot on digital, or you would be. So if you have an improvisational kind of movie, then certainly video would be better. If you have a movie that is really clearly and carefully storyboarded and covered in a classical fashion, then you probably could go for film, or should. And if you have a massive budget with name talent involved, then it's a non-issue. The cost of film stock and processing at that point, at those budget levels, becomes a marginal cost. It also depends on the kind of film. There's a trend towards shooting super fine-grained film stock, really fine-grained film stock, so you can hardly see the grain, actually. And you can hardly see a difference between that and a high-resolution digital format. So in that instance, if you're intent on shooting a really fine-grained, or if the script or story calls for fine-grained film, like a romantic comedy, doesn't really want grain, or it depends on the story. They want really crisp, clear, sharp, grainless images. If you're shooting a grittier project, then the grain of film might be it might harmonize better with your story. Now for Book Wars, since it is a gritty street-driven project, I wanted to have the grainiest, grittiest looking film I could. So naturally I turned towards Super 8, which has such a small frame size that the blobs, the dye crystals in the emulsion are relatively large, and that's what gives the Super 8, its look, its grainy dancing look. And so I hope that answers the question.